Gimel Boiras if Samach Beis. Now we're discussing what is considered Oichel Mitech Pseilas, what is considered Pseilas Mitech Oichel. There is a big machikas Ben Amogen Avram Leshuchanoch Agraz. What is considered taking off the Oichel Mitech Pseilas, what is considered Pseilas Mitech Oichel? If a person pours off a drink and he leaves pot in his hand, therefore, you let's say like this, you're pouring off, you've got juice from a soup, juice from fruit, and you're in one clear jar, let's say, and you want to pour off the juice and leave the solids which are underneath it, and it's all mixed up together. Now, what is considered you're taking away? According to the Mishnah Berurah, Mogen Avraham, what you pour out is what you're taking away. So if you pour out what you need, then it's considered you're taking away the good from the bad. What is left is considered you're taking away the good from the bad, and the left is the bad. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Hagraz, it is opposite. What is left in your hands is considered what you've done. Therefore, you pour out what you want, and it's left in your hands what you don't want, that's what's considered you're taking away the bad from the good. The Mishnah Berurah takes on like the Mogen Avraham, and we always say what comes out of your hands, what is poured out is what you're using. Therefore, if you pour out a jug which has got juice inside it, what you pour out is what you've done boyer with, and therefore you've taken away the juice from the solid. Let's see inside. Samach Beis. Kois Sheyesh Bo Mashke. If you've got a drink inside a kos. But so far, I'll gather psoilus. You've got bad on top of it. Boifen shunachshav katarubis. Also, the nairis akois, boifen shapsoilus titchelachot. The maize zem mugdek abris psoilus ma'oichot shasur b'chol inyon. If you've got the kos which is got on top of it, tarubis. Let's say you've got a lot of little pieces of sumsum, sesame on top of your kos. That's all floating on the top. Now it's all tarubas. Now what you want to do is to pour out the top, or pour out only the sumsum, the part which is mixed with the sesame. You want to pour out the sesame and leave the drink. So what you're doing, what you poured out is what is considered the boya according to the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore you're taking away the bad from the good. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's considered you're taking away the bad from the good. Therefore, it is not allowed, even if you want to do it straight away before you eat it. It will be opposite. It will be that you've got, let's say, the soup you want to take away from the, let's say you've got a salad, and you've got afuna, you've got peas and with the juice, and you want to take away the juice from the, you want to drink the juice, then you're pouring out the juice. The pouring out the juice is what you want. Therefore, it's Oichel Mitech Pseilas, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're taking out the good from the bad. Samach Gimel, Tiyun, if you've got a tea jug, Kedi Sheyesh Boi Tamsit Tei Amorevet Ba'alin, Yesh La'atchim Boi B'Shnei Matzavim. If you've got a tea jug which has got tea inside it, you will have to make a differentiation between the few cases. Aleph, Kasha Alim Shkuim B'Tachtit HaKos, Mutal Aretz Me'atamsit Shelemah Lohol Ve'en Amorevet Ba'alin. If the tea leaves are the bottom of the jug, then you're allowed to go and pour out what is on top, because what is on top is not considered altogether mixed with what is on the bottom. The bottom is a mixture, on the top is b'chlal no mixture. Beis kashiagia l'mokos shaboy tamtis smucha l'alim v'imurevet behem. If you come to the place where the juice is mixed up, the tea is mixed up with the tea leaves, then it comes to the problem, the point from a mixture. Oz, Iruyav Mugda Kemai Sabriya Shal Tamsit Mina Alim Venim Tzaboya Oichel Mitech Pseilas. Right, the Mutter Kasha Tate Vishtamish Betamsit Lauta. Behainu Kasha Mishtamish Bekeliam Kishaino Mishtamish Bekeliam Yuchid Lebriya Vemiesh Says like this. If you want to take out the tea essence from the tea leaves, so if it's the top half of the tea, which has got no tea leaves inside it altogether, it's mixed altogether. you get to the bottom, which is next to the tea leaves, then you start with a mixture. Then it's called a mixture. Now, if you want to take out the tea essence from the tea leaves, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what you're taking out is what you're doing. You're taking out the good from the bad. You're taking out the tea from the tea leaves. Therefore, you're taking out the good from the bad. Taking out good from the bad before you eat it, straight away before you eat, you're allowed to do it. But if you don't want to take out it straight away before you want to eat it, it's not allowed to be done. And if you don't use a kli, it'll also be a problem if you do it straight away. But if you don't use a kli, then you're okay. If you've got inside the tea jug, a sieve at the front, we'll speak about it later on.